We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Magnificent Seven, Robbie's best seven plays of the weekend. Very excited, Leroy, to talk to our boy RTD and figure out what the hell he is gambling on. We go out to International Waters Satellite Call, where he is still putting live action on things. He's just been too desperate for action. Robbie, good morning.
It's actually good afternoon for me out here in Senegal.
Understood. So what do you have for us, Robbie? What is the good action this weekend?
All right. Well, believe it or not, at noon your guys' time, we got some action. Little CPU simulation on Twitch TV from Madden game between the Bengals and the Browns. Now the Browns are laying 7.5 points. Now I've been watching a lot of this, probably way too much to be honest with you, and I've noticed. There's very few blowouts in a simulated game in Madden, and the few blowouts that actually do happen are done by the worst team, the team you wouldn't expect to do it. Like the Redskins put up 41 points, and Dwayne Haskins had 300 plus yards, 3 touchdowns. Like where did that come from? Madden, only Madden simulations. Now the Bengals are going to have Andy Dalton and not Ryan Finley, and the Bengals, they beat the Browns at the end of the year. And the line is reflecting the hype of the Browns from last year, all that preseason hype. That's what the preseason Browns line would be, -7.5. The current Browns would not be 7.5-point favorites over any Bengals team, no matter the location. And Madden ratings don't make the Bengals that bad. They have a lot of decent players. So if you're getting 7.5 points of the Bengals, I'm taking them.
All right. Taking the Bengals in Twitch TV, Leroy. Twitch TV. God, I miss you.
Twitch.tv.
Sorry. How dare I? Number two, Robbie.
Well, the second game of the quadruple header, you got at 3:30, you got the Green Bay Packers at the Chicago Bears. Now, the Bears are 3.5-point underdogs at home. Now, last week, Green Bay was a big 5.5-point favorite against the Vikings last week on the road, and they got blown out. That's one of those situations where the worst team ended up blowing the other team out. Now, we know Mitch Trubisky is horrible in real life, but Madden is weird. I've seen Gardner Minshew have big numbers. I've seen Jameis Winston. I mean, he always has big numbers. It's crazy. And plus, you got Khalil Mack at 98 overall. It's going to be hard for the Packers to stop. And Aaron Rodgers, despite how good he is, Aaron Rodgers only at 89 overall. Like, you would think he would be higher. And plus, you get the Bears, a home dog in a rivalry game, getting 3.5 points. And they're the worst team, which is weird. I'm going to take the Bears. Give me the 3.5 points.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what to say about the home dog, Leroy. Even in Twitch. Yeah, what do you got for number three, Rob?
All right. The third game of the quadruple header, the Eagles at the Giants, 7 o'clock tonight. Now, the total is sitting at 54.5. Now, I just told you that Dwayne Haskins last week at the Giants had 335 yards and 3 touchdowns. And Daniel Jones also had...
When you say last week, like you're actually following along a Twitch season?
Yes.
Oh my god!
I had action on it, and I remember I bet on last week's Magnificent Seven. I bet the Giants. Think, oh, the rest are terrible.
I know, but I thought all these games are independent of each other. So you're actually like taking into account of what happened last week as if it could carry over.
The simulation is a simulation. Like these are Android computerized robots. They're programmed to do a certain thing, and they're gonna repeat itself every single time. They're not human.
All right.
You guys watch Westworld?
Yeah. This doesn't quite feel like Dolores and Bernard, but all right.
But yeah, Daniel Jones also had 300 yards of a touchdown last week. And Saquon Barkley, he's amazing in Madden. Now, have you noticed Carson Wentz? Not as injury prone in Madden as he is in real life, so there's a less chance of. Yeah.
So you would take Tua number one overall in the Madden draft?
Oh, in Madden draft, I'm taking Tua number one overall. No worry about him going down with a bad hip. I'll trade up all the picks.
Oh, man. All right. So what do we got?
The Giants will probably be down big. The defense is terrible in Madden. And then they'll probably end up chasing. And I think this game could go over pretty early in the game, maybe even late third quarter. Take the over, 54.5.
All right. Number four, Robbie.
All right, the final game of the quadruple header, late night action, 10:30 action, L.A. Rams at the L.A. Chargers. The total is sitting at 56.5, the highest total of the four games. Now, these Madden simulations are very weird. They usually, when you think the better QB matchups, better offensive teams, that's when you see your slugfest. That's when they score less points. Like last week, the Saints played at the Rams, figured Drew Brees, L.A. Rams. You figure it'd be in Madden, that'll be a high-scoring game. Wrong. It was a 20-16 slugfest. And one of the more frustrating things about watching these Madden simulations is that a lot of times guys get tackled inches short of the first down. But normally, like if you're on the 50 or you're on the 45, you might go for it. But these are computer robots. They're programmed fourth down. We must punt. We must kick field goal now. Like they don't. And so you're going to see a lot of guys, a lot of drives stalled, and then guys ended up, and then having a punt. And some of these punts are amazing. Like 90% of the time, the punts are like inside the five. And not to mention you have Aaron Donald, 99 overall. He's going to overwhelm the Chargers' shaky offensive line. And because it's Madden, only in Madden, the stadium is it's at the Chargers. The stadium is going to be packed, and it's going to be a legit home game for the Chargers. Only because it's Madden. And real life, that obviously wouldn't happen. Take the under 56.5.
Now, is this Field Soccer Stadium or this is new stadium?
No, this is Field Soccer Stadium. This is at the end of last year.
Gotcha. All right. Number five, Robbie.
All right. You remember back in the day when the ESPN would show live events? I know you've seen a binge of replays the past week. We saw the Vince Young USC game last night.
Yep. Well,
but ESPN is showing live action tonight. 7 o'clock, you got the NBA 2K League tournament with players, for the NBA players.
All right.
And this matchup right here, this matchup, you got Devin Booker against Michael Porter Jr. Devin Booker, a big 4.5-point favorite in the NBA 2K game, which I'm throwing four catfish at. But I don't know if you guys know this, but Michael Porter, he's used to not playing basketball. He knows how to do the quarantine just fine. So he played three games. He played like three games his college season, and he played zero basketball games his rookie year. He sat out all of last year. So he's had plenty of time to be playing NBA 2K. And plus, we know Devin Booker is not a winner by any means. Getting 4.5 points, way too much. Michael Porter Jr., way more quarantine experience, and you're getting 4.5 points in a video game. And pride, personal pride, too. Like, how can I be getting 4.5 points in an NBA 2K game? Give me Michael Porter Jr. and the points.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. That's like number six.
All right. Rui Hachimura against Donovan Mitchell.
You got to be kidding me.
Donovan Mitchell's a 3-point favorite. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Donovan Mitchell actually had the coronavirus.
He did.
So what was he doing for 2 weeks?
Got to be gaming.
Yes, he said so. He's going to be gaming. He's got nonstop playing NBA 2K basketball. And Rui Hachimura, I don't know how much 2K experience he has back. I mean, he grew up in Japan. I know Japan is more advanced in video games than we are, but I don't know how much 2K and I don't know how much NBA 2K
he played.
Isn't that
where video games come from?
Yes, but that's like where your Super Mario and your Segas and your Halos and all that stuff come from. I'm not so sure 2K is big in Japan.
All right. Sure. I think we're taking a big leap there.
Yeah, it might be
really.
A little,
is that what you went with to determine we're taking a big leap,
Leroy? It's the mecca of video games.
Yes, but I'm not so sure about the sport. I'm not sure about NBA 2. I don't know how big NBA 2K is in Japan.
All right, fine. I'll allow.
I know
it.
It is the mecca of video games. Yeah, they invent all the video games, all the generic video games. They invented. I understand. But Donovan Mitchell, I feel like if Rui Hachimura is going to be playing with the Wizards, I think he's going to get blown out. And Donovan Mitchell is a 2K master at this point with all the time he's been quarantining. I'll lay the 3 points with Donovan Mitchell.
Unbelievable. And number seven, Robbie.
Oh, you'll like this one. Hassan Whiteside against Patrick Beverly. Beverly is a three-point favorite. Money has been coming in on Beverly lately. He was like a two-point favorite. Now it's a three-point favorite. Now, here's why. Hassan Whiteside, he's going to be more concerned about his 2K rating than actually winning the game. I could totally see him playing with the Blazers and passing himself the ball every time. Lillard and McCollum are going to get, like, no shots. It's who knows? Hassan Whiteside might even take some threes playing 2K.
Do you have to play with your own team?
I don't think you have to, but knowing Hassan Whiteside, why would he not play with himself?
Well, the only thing I would say with Hassan, the only thing I could say with Patrick Beverly seems like the type of guy who will like blame the remote if he's not having a good game. Like he seems like he's like,
oh yeah,
you know, like I could see him being a bit of a hothead if the video game's not going his way. And we know Hassan Whiteside loves video games. He doesn't need a coronavirus outbreak to play him some 2K. He loves 2K.
Yeah, but I think Hassan Whiteside also wants to prove that the center position is still relevant. He's going to be throwing it down to the post. The only person who's going to take threes is him. And Patrick Beverly might get in his head. He gets in. I mean, well, that's how he plays NBA. He gets into people's head. People hate playing against Patrick Beverly. I can see him being a nuisance to Hassan Whiteside. And Hassan Whiteside might get flustered. He's like, stop yelling at me, Beverly. And I think Patrick Beverly lay the 3 points. He's going to get in his head, and Hassan Whiteside is going to take all the shots.
Are there any Heat matchups in this 2K tournament?
No, yes. Derek Jones Jr. is going up against Kevin Durant. Jones Jr. was a two-point favorite.
Really?
Yeah, that was a little tricky because I know Durant's had a lot of time on his hands lately. I didn't put that one in there.
How much time do you think Kevin Durant spends yelling at eight-year-olds over 2K microphone, Leroy? How much does he deal with just arguing over children because they call him trash and soft for going to the Warriors?
Yup.
He goes, I'm trash. You're trash. Your life is trash, kid. Enjoy this. Stuffs it on the kid's face. All right, Robbie. Brilliant job. He's still keeping your gambling action going. Masterful work by you. Do you have any takes, any thoughts since you've been out? Anything that has really tickled your fancy?
Oh man, we need to have this draft. They can't push it back. We have to have this draft. We're desperate. We're 3 weeks away. 3 weeks away.
We're almost there. Almost.
Almost. It figures, Robbie. You got some bad luck. You finally get to go to Vegas, go to the draft. Coronavirus.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And right, NCAA tournament wiped out. Yeah.
Well, enjoy Senegal. Safe travels.
I'm hoping to be back next week.
All right, bro. We hope you're back next week too. And you know, just stay safe out there. All right.
All right, man. You guys too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.